The gospel lesson is found on page 849 in your Bibles. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we can come into your presence this morning to worship you. We do come for that purpose. We come because you have made it possible through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we are grateful that you have included us as part of your people, as part of your family, that you have grafted us in. And we are full inheritors in Christ. We thank you for that. Father, as we come as your children to worship you, we come also with an eagerness to hear your voice speaking to us through your word and to be nourished and encouraged through your sacrament. Father, use this time to build us up and equip us as your people, that we might serve you faithfully throughout all of our lives. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Well, last Monday's vestry meeting, we discussed how today's psalm and lessons all have a common thread. I'm sure you all noticed that. God's people being blessed by God's mercy and God's gracious provision are mindful of their potential impact on the rest of the world. Whether sharing from God's provision or bearing witness with others to the benefit of God's forgiveness and redemption, they look beyond themselves. In the face of overwhelming need, it may feel our efforts are meager at best at doing that sort of thing. But done in the name of Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, those crumbs will be used by God. Part of the result, phrased in various ways, is that all the peoples praise God as they come to know Him personally. Being recipients of His mercy and grace leads them to acknowledge and praise God's goodness. Well, this morning we have the opportunity to hear from Pastor Barry Binky about the ministry of Project Outreach in Royersford and Spring City, a ministry that is in keeping with the theme of this morning's lesson. So, Pastor Barry, if you would please.
Thank you again. Thank you for this opportunity just to share with you about Project Outreach. St. Paul's is a major contributor and an effort and to what goes on Project Outreach. So it's my honor here to, first of all, just to say thank you, and I'll say it again, but thank you, because without the support of the area churches involved, including yours, there is no Project Outreach, and the ministry doesn't get done. But let me share with you, there may be some out there that do not know what Project Outreach is all about, and you're saying, well, what am I a part of? Well, hopefully you'll be a little more well-informed when I'm done here. Project Outreach began as a ministry of serving hot meals out of the kitchen of Great Lutheran Church in Royersford on Main Street. If some of you are familiar, most of you probably are familiar with that church. That's where it started. I wasn't there at the time. It started before I got there, long before. But that's where it started. But in time, the cooperating churches saw there was a need to supply food for more than just one meal a week. The need was greater than just serving one hot meal per week. And so when the Spring Forest School District made the Royers Ford Elementary School available, because they built a new one, the project outreach, along with the public library in Royers Ford, moved in to occupy the building. And we're still there, paying the whopping rent of $2 a month to the school district. So your tax dollars at work, thank you. But anyway, seriously, at its core, Project Outreach is an association of 27 churches in the Spring Ford area that have all joined together to serve on an average over 180 needy family units each week. When I say family units, a unit might be a single person, would be one, of course, or a family of two, family of three. We package bags at the Royers Ford site for, we have actually one family of nine. Now, they don't always show up, so we may have to unpack them again, but we do have several eights and nines that we package for. So that's what I mean by a family unit. So altogether, this translates to close to 500 people every week. Every week, not once a month, or it's every week. So as you might imagine, that's a lot of mixed vegetables, a lot of cereal, a lot of canned pasta that goes out the door. But our spiritual foundation is our desire to emulate the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. And so even a casual reading of the scripture, the Gospels, and what, again, I know it's coordinated, but this is a wonderful scripture you're reading this morning, it just reveals that Jesus Christ came, and he spent a significant part of his earthly ministry ministering to the poor and to the needy, and he left us as his church that responsibility to carry on and not only serve the spiritual needs, but the physical needs where we are able to do that. So Project Outreach, we believe then, this is a call to action. Our theory must become practice. Our theology must come alive, and this is one way that we do it. Project Outreach operates out of two locations, the United Church of Christ on Chestnut Street in Spring City, which is the site that Ann, do I have that right? Okay. That Ann and her group will come and serve at that site. The other site, as I mentioned, is in Royers Ford. It's in the rear of the public library on Washington Street. So every Thursday, each of our supporting churches, in turn, send a group of members to join with our regular crew of volunteers to package and distribute bags of groceries. And when I say our regular crew of volunteers, we just recently did a little bit of head count, had a little get-together, and there are almost 50 people that serve as a regular volunteer pretty much week after week after week. That's the two sites combined. There's still a lot of people that are doing something each week to help Project Outreach, in addition to, as I said, the individual churches that actually come in and fill the bags and give the food out as people come in to receive it. There's a lot of people involved in this ministry. So the receiving families walk away with one or two bags of pre-selected healthy menu items, depending on their family size. In addition, they also have an opportunity to choose from assortment of desserts, breads, and various oddball items. And by the way, I don't know how many of you are olive or mushroom lovers, but you might be offended to know that we consider those oddballs. We have a box over there. Thank you. We have a box that we just kind of slip those things, the oddball box. We just put them in there and let people choose as they want. But we are grateful, in addition, each week to the Wawas in the area, to Giant and Wegmans supermarkets, to Susie Joe Donuts, Chick-fil-A, who provide us with day-old items to supplement our regular menu. And it's considerable. You'd be amazed to know how much those, you know, those little sandwiches you get at Wawa's, you can get at Wawa's, the biscuits and the bagels. You'd be amazed at the number of those at the end of the day that they haven't sold. They put in the freezer and they allow us to go in the next day on Thursday. That would be Wednesday, just Wednesdays, and fill huge bags full of those things that we give out for free, obviously, on Thursday. So it's amazing. I'm just amazed at it. But we also purchase at least one fresh, perishable item each week, which might include eggs, milk, meat, chicken. Giant grocery store is especially kind to us by allowing its customers, and you may shop there, to designate some of the money that they use to purchase your groceries. They will allow you to designate it to us, and when enough money is accumulated in the account, if you will, they convert that into gift cards, which they give to us, we in turn take the gift card to go back to them and buy some of the things that we might be in short supply of. So we're especially grateful for that. But besides sending in weekly teams to help with the food distribution, our member churches support Project Outreach financially as well. All the food that we distribute at the Roersford site and most of the food that is distributed at the Spring City site comes to us through generous donations from these same churches. In addition, we do receive food donations from several local sources, including the Springford schools. I'm glad Springford's got such a big district because the 8th grade will do their food drive, the 9th grade will do theirs, and you know, so we often, or the elementary schools, so we'll often get, there are different times of year, 5 or 6 different food drives, if you will, for each of the different schools in the Springford district. But in addition, we also receive food from civic organizations. We'll run a food drive on our behalf, and even some private businesses. We'll do that somehow. They work it out with their clients or their customers, and you know, pay half price if you're bringing 2 cans of whatever. However it works. So it seems that almost every week, one of our site managers is getting a phone call from some group somewhere that has sponsored a food drive on our behalf, and they want to know when they can drop the food off to us. And when the food does arrive, our team of volunteers swings into action. We have to sort, box, and stack the food until it's ready to be distributed. And by the way, and Ann can tell you, if you can distinguish a box from pasta, from a can of soup, from a jar of peanut butter, from a package of spaghetti, and now you also know that olives and mushrooms are oddballs, you would qualify as a volunteer. That's all we ask as a Project Outreach. And for all of this, you would receive 1 donut, 1 cupcake, and 1 cup of coffee on a Thursday morning. So, anyway, seriously, our biggest donations, however, come twice a year. In May, the post office sponsors a food drive where they ask you and me to put a bag of non-perishable food out by our mailboxes, and then as the postal worker comes by on that particular day, we'll pick up the bag. And that happens in every May. And this year, we collected over 5,000 food items, or they collected 5,000 food items for us on that food drive. The other all-hands-on-deck food drive occurs in November, when the local Boy Scout troops join together to collect food, again donated by the local community, and delivered. Last year they delivered over 100 large boxes to us, which, when we finally sorted out, amounted to over 13,000 non-perishable food items. So that gives you a little idea of the scope of the food that comes in and goes out, and why we need, you know, why 50 volunteers to keep busy, stuff like that. That it's not that way every week, of course, but that's a lot of food coming in and out of Project Outreach. Those are high energy days at the food drives, and what a glorious effort it is to get all that food sorted, boxed, stacked in time to be ready to open up for next Thursday's food distribution. So that's a wild time, but only happens twice a year, so we have the rest of the year to rest up for it. Well, food distribution is our primary focus. We do provide other services as well. We supply short-term financial help to pay for temporary housing. You have no idea, and I didn't either, the number of people that are a bit transient in our area that'll come through and just need a place to stay for a week or a month or whatever it is. And so we provide short-term, you know, temporary housing for them. We'll usually put them in one of the local hotels. It doesn't mean that we open our own doors personally, but you know, we'll provide for them to be able to find a place to stay for a week or two or a month in a local hotel. We also pay for electric or water bills where shutoffs might be threatened. We provide transportation for those people that need to go to a doctor that don't have the transportation. We purchase beds for children, and on and on. We have several things like this. So these needs are usually met on a one-time basis, and proof of residency is required. So we're not just anybody, you know, we monitor it to a degree as best as you can. It's not always so easy. But in addition, we also work closely with other special social service agencies where more specialized help might be needed. As of 2016, we became a 501c3 certified nonprofit. And the big deal there is that we now can qualify and pursue larger financial grants that are offered by corporations and foundations. For example, last year we received from the Bard Foundation, some of you may be familiar with the Bard Foundation. Each year they provided grant money. Then, so last winter we were able to provide over $150 worth of heating oil for 25 needy families in the area. And so when that grant money, those larger grant money, we're able to do larger financial endeavors as well. And we also sponsor several large-scale community events, such as in November, we sponsor a free Thanksgiving Day dinner, which is graciously hosted at the Royers Ford Methodist Church. But it's free to the community. We have pretty good turnout. It's an amazing number of people that don't have families, don't have anywhere else to go, let's say, on Thanksgiving. So we provide that for them. In December, we sponsor a Toys for Children drive, which enables us to provide Christmas toys to the children of our clients at both of our sites. During the school year, we also cooperate with Operation Backpack, and I think that is a major thing that you do here. I walk by a couple boxes of backpack food there. So we provide that for those that don't know what that is. Those are supplies of easy to prepare food items, microwavable, that are put in backpacks of at-risk children on a Friday afternoon, so that when they go home for the weekend, you never know what home is going to be like for some kids, and so they have, at least we know they're going to have some food, even if it means just reach in a backpack and put something in the microwave. So that's the Operation Backpack. So we cooperate with them as we get food that would be suitable for that. So Project Outreach has one salaried employee, and it's not me. It's Mita Marin, who is a qualified social worker. Wonderful lady, wonderful lady. So she's the only one of us that's paid to be good. And, of course, what does that mean? The rest of us volunteers are what? Good for nothing. That's it. But our office is staffed by Mita and a host of other volunteers, Monday through Friday, to serve those clients who find themselves in need of our services. So we're more than just a Thursday morning, if you will. We do maintain an office presence Monday through Friday. Our main office is located behind and below the Royers Ford Library, so we are literally from the ground up organization. So we do know that the need for what we do will always be there. In fact, we find that we are servicing more people now than ever before. But we're not there to cast judgment on those who come to us for help. We're there simply to be an extension in Spring City and Royers Ford of the gracious love of our Savior, who told us, Jesus, when Jesus said, I tell you the truth, what? Whenever you do these to the least of these brothers of mine, you do it for me. And so, once again, I want to thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to speak this morning. And again, thank you, St. Paul's, for your financial and your volunteers and all the help, the donations that you give us. Thank you.
Let's pray for a minute. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks for the wonderful ministry of Project Outreach and how it is coming to serve so many people on a regular basis. Father, we thank you for Pastor Barry Binky and his personal investment in that work. But along with him, Mita, and the 50 regular volunteers and all the other volunteers, Father, we thank you that you work through your people spread throughout this region in a collective way to bring together this effort to meet needs, very real needs, of people right around us. We ask your ongoing blessing on each and every one of these people, especially those who are receiving these things, that they would see your grace and your mercy embedded in each can and each package and each gift, and come to know you because your people have ministered in your name. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.